I want to start by telling you that last week I met with a Methodist minister in San Antonio about this issue. And she said to me, I believe in intelligent design. I believe that behind every facet of the natural world there's divine intention and purpose. But I don't want it taught in science classrooms. I don't believe my faith is science, and I don't want it in science classrooms. Yesterday, a Baptist minister, someone you haven't heard from today, said to me, you know, when you mix religion and science, religion suffers and science suffers. I think these ministers are where most Americans and most of us are here today, in the middle, deeply committed both to our faith and to the rigorous pursuit of scientific inquiry and education. When it comes to science textbooks, they'd like them full of science, approved and written by scientists. You've seen a lot of information, heard a lot of voices from a group called the Discovery Institute and other proponents of intelligent design. Websites, polls, people flown in from out of state, even infomercials now airing on Texas television stations. If this sounds more like a political campaign than a discussion based on the merits of science, that's because this has become about politics, not about science. Why else would the views of an out-of-state think tank count more than the views of dozens and dozens of esteemed Texas scientists and teachers you all have heard from? I want to deviate from my written statement and also add, things have not only gotten away from science, I believe they've gotten out of hand. We had a Discovery Institute spokesperson say that science should be more like the Jerry Springer show. We had a Discovery Institute fellow mislead you earlier today about his affiliation. We had a Discovery Institute person you'll hear from later tonight on a radio show in San Antonio a couple of months ago compare me and others to Nazis. And just a couple of hours ago, a minister who testified to you all was followed out into the hall by four people from the Discovery Institute who surrounded him, got in his face, and one of them slapped him on the back and called him a bastard. I think things are out of hand here. Back to my written testimony. Teaching creationism in science classrooms is unconstitutional. Teaching intelligent design, the new creationism, is radically unscientific and, despite the protest of intelligent design proponents, profoundly religious in nature. That's why what we're seeing from the very people whose stated goal is to advance creationism and intelligent design is instead an attack on the teaching of evolution, an attack under the guise of so-called strengths and weaknesses. But each of these books already addresses the strengths and weaknesses of the theory of evolution. The weaknesses alleged here today are founded on ideology.
I'm just going to touch 3 minutes.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Thank you.